All right, here's a little interesting something. If you're into the background music that goes into my tunes, yes, it's the Shrieker Bowl here at Classic Rock 94.7. Over the years, I've compiled a lot of music and designated them certain names and certain usages. Well, if you listen carefully this bit, toward the end, you'll hear the Hobble Handbook music come in long before I'd even thought of the Hobble Handbook. Come back with me now.
I guess I'm a little low-key. I guess I'm a little hung. No. Well, it's my own fault. I spent too much time this weekend at the disco. The door in my skin-tight satin pants with my shirt over the waist revealing copious amounts of chest hair and numerous dangling medallions. It was there that I saw an oriental girl. I walked up to her. I said, hey, darling, is it true that it's sideways? She said, oh, no, not sideways, honorable white man, not sideways. I said, okay, suit yourself. But later on, I saw her go up to the top flight and slide down the banister, and I heard a noise that sounded like this. God. Michael Jackson! No! No! Don't pick up the soap!
Right now, 73, Jacksonville's Big Ape.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Double whammy. Not only did I start it on the wrong speed, I got it on the wrong side of the record. I am nothing, I am poop, I am doo-doo. I am nothing, I am poop, I am poo-poo. Let me flatulate myself. I deserve it. This is difficult to do, but because I am that kind of guy, I'll do it. Ah, God! Okay, back to the hit.
Hey, buddy, put your lips in that thing. My God, what are all you people doing with your pants around your ankles?
We're proud.
What if we have to seven here at the Big Ape of the Greasewood? All right, let's do that record where we fill in our own words. You got it? Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Let Willie get us in the mood, and then we'll jump right in there with our own brand, a real man version.
On the road again.
I'm diseased again. I try so hard, but I'm diseased again. I let my morals slip, and now it's drip, drip, drip. I am diseased. I'm diseased again. Oh, how it burns, you know I'm diseased again. Well, she looks so nice and clean, but now it's turning green. I'm diseased.
Yes, great as Barb Streisand and a woman hungry, musky kind of love.
18 minutes after 7 at the Big Ape of the Greasewood. I ran into one of those kind of women over the weekend. She was sitting in a cheap saloon. I walked in, gave the place a quick 20-20, sat down at the bar. I said, barkeep, send another or whatever the lady's drinking over to her table. She was good looking. She was soft. But most of all, she was sexy. When the bartender brought another drink over to her, and he gave it to her and pointed to me sitting at the bar. She looked up and saluted me with a drink. I waved nonchalantly and made my way over there as I lit a fresh Camel and sat down next to her. I said, so tell me there, doll baby, what's the story? What you doing out here tonight? She said, well, I just came from my husband's funeral.
I said, what?
She said, yep, Harvey was so full of life. And when he was on his deathbed, he made me promise that I wouldn't spend months and months mourning, wasting my young life away. So I'm sitting in this bar, and I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to find a man. Harvey would have wanted it that way. I looked at her through a cloud of blue smoke. I said, darling, here's to Harvey. We ordered more drinks. I reached for my wallet. She said, no, let me pay for it. Harvey would have wanted it that way. I said, suit yourself, darling, and out we went. The cab. I said, your place or mine? She said, let's go to my place. Let's go to my bed. Might as well get back into the swing where it all started. I said, yeah, I know Harvey would have wanted it that way. Well, we got to her place. We were both hungry with desire by this time. She led me to the boudoir. 5 minutes later, I had her yelling,
wee, 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 wee. She said, stop it, stop it, stop it. I said, no way, darling. Harvey would have wanted it that way.
Well,
Did you hear the one about the little boy who is registering for school and the teacher asked him his name and he says, Pimples, Pimples? And she said, come on, don't get smart with me, young man. What's your name? And the boy says, my name is Pimples, Pimples. The teacher says, all right, young man, we will march you right home and I'm going to ask your mama what your name is. Because, you know, back in them days, they didn't have telephones, couldn't call home. So the teacher grabs the young man, drags him by the ear all the way to where he says he lives. He says he lives on a dead-end street. So they go marching along, and it's a long dead-end street. So she sees the mailman coming along, figures she'll ask him. He's got to know. She drags the boy over. She says, excuse me, sir, do you have any pimples at the end of your route? And the mailman says, no, ma'am. I just walked this way because of rheumatism.
Hi, I'm Jane.
Morning started innocently enough. It wasn't until, however, that I had committed myself that I realized we were out of toilet paper. And the realization was a stark and horrified one. I had been relaxing with my morning constitutional, purging myself of life's unpleasantries. To glance over at the roller, and there was nothing there but a bare roller. I mean, I couldn't even rip up the cardboard and fragment it because the cardboard was gone. The tube wasn't even there. I panicked for a second. I broke out in a cold sweat. I said, my God, I'm going to be late for work. What am I going to do? My first reaction was anger. Anger at my wife. That trollop. I work all day long. I face Lamazos. I make decisions. The least I could get is toilet paper on the roll. What I thought today is not asking too much. Is that being too almighty demanding of a relationship? And I sat there screaming her name in vain. But I said, this is getting me nowhere. Here I sit. Trapped, a prisoner of my own body. So I started looking around. I said, what would James Bond do if he were trapped in Reno? And you noticed there was no toilet paper. I looked around, and then I thought I had the answer. The shower curtain! I said, no, I can't use the shower curtains. My wife would have my head, even though it was her fault for not putting the toilet paper there. Somehow, I think if she came home and found the shower curtains used, there'd be hell to pay. I looked around and I thought, the towels. The matching cannon towels. I leaned forward to grab one, figuring I'd throw it in the washing machine before she got home. But it was out of reach! My fingertips could feel the buzz! But the towel itself! Like a man dying of thirst, a half an inch away from a cup of water. I was like a man about to fall off a ledge. I mean, I reached and I stretched as far as I thought I would stretch. And I still couldn't reach the towel. By this time, I was ready to turn into a sobbing wretch. I knew there was only one entry. One other place within reach that might have saved me. It was the medicine cabinet. By this time, I had been there 45 minutes. I knew I'd need plastic surgery to get rid of the ring if I didn't think of something fast. Slowly, I opened the medicine cabinet. Old prescriptions. My toothbrush. I figured, oh no, two braces. And then I saw it. Thank God I saw it. The answer to my problem. Out of the bathroom, tidy, 10 minutes later. It only took me 327 Q-tips.
That was beautiful, man.
It's the best of Grease.
Do you have a tissue?
Classic Rock, 94.7.